Monday, February the 13th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor, show number 96.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And today it's time for a new Photoshop corner. We'll look at how to work with actions. It's the start of a new week, and I have an important announcement to make.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello and welcome to Tips from the Top Floor, the show about everything digital photography. Glad to be back. Ah, what a weekend. A big thank you goes to the 2006 National Photo Awards for sponsoring Tips from the Top Floor. I'm really proud to have them on the show, and if you want to do me a big favor, go over to their website at www.nationalphotoawards.com. They run monthly contests, and there's a $700 cash prize for the February winner. And you can even submit your work if you live outside the United States. That's www.nationalphotoawards.com. And here's a big, big thank you to all of you who helped cross their fingers, or as we Germans say, press their thumbs, for me to get the new office space. Yes, 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 I've got it. And guess what? There's even a pool table in there that I might be able to keep. So there's a lot of hard work coming up and some relaxing games of nine ball. What else could I wish for? The timing for being able to move in is not set, but I'll keep you posted. And we are nearing the 100th episode of Tips from the Top Floor, and I would love to play some audio greetings from you, the listeners on that show. So if you can, record an MP3 and send it off to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com within the next few days. You can also leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. That's a US number. If you live outside the United States, please add your international code and a 1 in front of that. Oh, and here's the announcement. I've received so much great feedback and encouragement from so many of you, and I've tried to think about ways to communicate the progress on me creating my media production business without sacrificing too much space on this show, which should be mainly about photography after all. Well, I'll do it as a podcast. So if you're interested in coming along as I build my own media business, go over to uptothetopfloor.com and subscribe to my new podcast for free. The format is really simple. The production is a bit simpler as Tips from the Top Floor. There's sound sync tours, my thoughts about things, my ramblings. I don't do a lot of editing on it. It's under 10 minutes per show. I'm shooting for one new episode per week, but depending on how turbulent things get on my side, I might even do 3 or more episodes a week. And, well, have a peek. Oh, and there's even a forum set up there where you can leave business creation tips, discuss stumbling blocks, and everything else that comes to mind around setting up a new business. UpToTheTopFloor.com is the address again. I'd be really happy to see you there. All right, and now it's time for another
Tips from the Top Floor Photoshop Corner.
Did you ever find yourself in a situation where you had to do the same post-processing step over and over again to a bunch of files and had wished for a way to get done with it much faster? Well, that's where Photoshop Actions come in. Not only do they allow you to automate repetitive tasks, I basically have my whole workflow almost fully automated this way, and what previously took 5 or more minutes per picture is now down to less than a minute. You might be familiar with the concept of macros from other applications, where you record the steps that you perform and then play them back later. Actions in Photoshop are very similar to that, but they give you quite a few more possibilities. Let's build our first simple action. In Photoshop, make sure you have the Actions palette open. If it's not visible, select Window Actions from the menu. At the bottom of the Actions palette, click the Create New Set icon. That's the third from the right. Let's name this new set Playground and put all the actions from this Photoshop corner in there in order to keep things tidy. Now for that first action, let's resize an image to 50% of its size. Open an image first, then click the Create New Action button at the bottom of the Layers palette. In the New Action dialog that appears now, type Resize 50% for the name, and if you wish, you can even assign a function key for those frequently used actions. Once you click OK, you'll notice that in the Actions palette, the red Record button will light up. The things you do in Photoshop from now on will be recorded into that action. Let's select the opened image, then click Image, Image Size, and select 50%, making sure that the Constrained Proportions box is checked. Click OK in the Image Size dialog and watch the action show up under your new action. Now click the Stop button in the Actions palette, that's the black square all the way to the left, and you're finished creating your new action. From now on, whenever you select the Resize 50% action on an image and press the little Play button in the Actions palette, you'll resize an image to 50%. Easy, isn't it? If you followed along Photoshop Corner from the beginning, you'll remember episode 4, where I showed you the advanced sharpening method using layers. Let's try to recreate this with an action. Again, first open an image, then click the Create New Action button in the Actions palette. Name the new action, let's say Cool Sharpening, and once you click OK, you are in recording mode. In order to recreate the action, let's simply recreate the same steps that we did when we did the sharpening in episode 4. First, duplicate the layer by dragging it to the new layer icon in the layer palette. Name the layer Darken, then go to Filter Sharpen Unsharp Mask and set the parameters to 500%, 0.4 pixels radius and 0 threshold. Click OK, set the blending mode for this new layer to Darken and set its opacity to 0. Now duplicate the Darken layer again, then rename the new layer to Lighten and set its blending mode to Lighten. Now press the Stop button in the Actions palette and you're ready to use this action on any other picture. In order to execute it, just select an image, select the Cool Sharpening action from the Actions palette and press Play. Now, after those new layers have been created, just raise the opacity of your Darken and Lighten layers as much as you need to get some good sharpening and you're all set. And at the end, you can flatten your image by pressing Alt, Control, Shift, E on the PC or Option, Command, Shift, E on the Mac. Now let's explore the actions even further. Did you, for example, know that you can nest actions in order to reuse specific actions within others? You could, for example, set up an action called My Workflow that first does some color correction, then resizes the image, and at the end applies the cool sharpening routine that we just recorded. In order to achieve this, just start playing an action while recording another. The new action will then call the existing action whenever it's run. This way you can set up a whole arsenal of small action snippets that you can use as building blocks for larger actions. Very flexible and a real time saver. And this was just a very brief look at actions. I will go into more depth in one of the future Photoshop corners. And that was it for today's tips from the top floor. Again, make sure to pay a visit to our sponsor, www.nationalphotoawards.com. You can win a $700 cash prize in February. And also again, if you can, send me a greeting for the 100th Tips from the Top Floor. Either send an MP3 to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com or leave a voicemail at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. My name is Chris Marquardt, podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen in southern Germany. Pay a visit to my new podcast at uptothetopfloor.com and happy shooting!